Hello, and welcome back to the fourth period history podcast. Today we'll be talking about a subject that I think does not get talked about enough, South Sudan, and specifically the refugees. Now, they live in very poor conditions, especially of recently. An absurd amount of people have been getting treated by Doctors Without Borders, so when we talk to today about it, for malaria, and another thing that has recently come up as of within the past few years is pneumonia. Now, along with these diseases that they've been dealing with, they've also been dealing with other hard parts, such as famine. One thing they've dealt with a lot is malnourishment, especially in children, which is another thing that in their local hospital, which they have 160 beds in, that they've been dealing with. So, the way they deal with that is they have an organization come in and bring food rations every single month. But the thing is, they're designated to families for how much they think they need based on how many members of the family are, who the family are. But the issue is they come once a month. So, if you run out, which most likely at the time they do, then they have to wait until the next truck comes and brings them more food. Now, the way they lived in here specifically was extremely poor. Roughly 70% of the nation's 39.5 million people live in rural areas where the government is unable to provide most of the basic services. Clean water, food, adequate sanitation are scarce in these regions, and only 22% of rural residents have access to electricity. At 20%, rural employment in Sudan is almost twice as high as the national average, while poverty rate jumps to 58% outside of urban areas. Now, looping back to the food aspect, something they deal with a lot, hunger continues to impact these communities across Sudan. In 2017, 3.8 million suffered from food insecurity, and in 2018, 5.5 million were affected. A staggering 80% of the entire population is unable to afford the food they need to sustain a healthy, nutritious diet, and roughly 40% of Sudanese people are malnourished. Famine and conflict in neighboring South Sudan continuing to bring refugees into the country, with only 1% of newcomers able to afford the food they need. So the reason they've gotten to where they are now, dealing with no communication, malnourishment, even robbery, people outside their village have been robbed countless times, and it's very unsafe for them. The reason they're here, early on, from 1962 to 2002, they had two civil wars, which were big because they almost took out their economy and absolutely destroyed Sudan. There was a permanent ceasefire, however, in 2005, and you'll see a trend of multiple ceasefires being broken throughout the years from 2005 to 2012. Now, in the shaky peace treaty that was made in 2005, hundreds died. It was their most gruesome casualty amount yet. However, leaders in North and South reached deals on terms of referendum on independence due to the South in 2011, and they had full independence in 2011. Specifically, July 9th, 2011 was their Independence Day. January 2012, however, 100,000 were fleeing in ethnic clashes, just another cause of the civil war continuing to go on. December 2013, a new civil war erupted as the president, Salva Kiir, accused his former vice president, Riek Machar, of plotting to overthrow him. A few years later, in 2017, in February, a famine is declared in parts of South Sudan and what the UN described as a man-made catastrophe caused by this civil war and economic collapse. But later on in that year, in August, the number of refugees fleeing violence in South Sudan to Uganda passes the 1 million mark, according to the UN. So all of the civil war, the turmoil, everything they've been dealing with led to the highest mark, 1 million, in the UN, according to the UN.